Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 43, and it's a Monday, March 20th, 2017. I am Nard.
And I'm Ray.
Yes, welcome to the show, guys. And this is a show where we talk about gay topics, bizarre news, and geek topics. And today we have a couple of educational topics. Right, Ray? What do you think?
Well, one might be educational.
One is educational, that's right.
For you basic bitches.
That's right, the basic bitches. But before we go on, Ray, I am hurt.
Look, I had listened to you talk about this all day yesterday. You fell down at a softball game and hurt your shoulder. Boo-hoo. Take a painkiller and keep going.
I'm using a sling right now.
Well, that's not the first time you've used a sling.
Right, that's right. Yeah, I hurt my shoulder, and I've been wearing this a sling for 2 days.
This one, there's just less Crisco involved.
That's right. Less saliva. Anyway, so yeah, I fell during softball. I was trying to catch a ball. I caught it, but then I fell on the ground, so I lost the ball. So that kind of sucks. I feel bad that
But it's better that you didn't fall on your balls.
That's right. It would hurt. But yeah, I had to go to the emergency room, and it's a good thing the doctor did the X-ray and everything, and I don't have any broken bones, but it's just really some minor AC tear on my ligament. So
you go into the emergency room for a finger cut, they do an X-ray because they want to make that extra money.
That's right. It's not a finger cut. My God, I was in pain. I was like, when they ask you, from 1 to 10, 10 is the most painful. What level are you? I'm a 7.5. It was painful.
Who is the receptionist?
Oh, the receptionist. Not the receptionist.
No. The computer nurse. Says no.
Uh-huh. The nurse was a bear. Woo. It was pretty hot, so I was kind of distracted. So it's pretty hot.
But you were in so much pain.
Yeah, I was in so much pain.
Did you tell him where... on your bottom where it hurt for him to check later?
Well, they did tell me to take off my shirt, but then since it was a hot bear, I took off my pants also. But then he said, wait, what is your injury? It's in my shoulder. Why do you have to take off your pants? So I put my pants back on. Okay. That's what I did. But anyway, so yeah, I see for some reason right now, I don't need the sling right now, but tomorrow morning, I'll probably be, in pain again. It'll take a couple of weeks. It'll take a couple of weeks for me to heal.
As long as you follow protocol and wear your sling like you're supposed to and not do anything to re-injure it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But if you're going to be hard-headed Asian and do whatever you want, then you're going to be regretting it later.
I'm not hard-headed. I follow rules.
What? Get Mike on the phone. Do a third call on this. We'll discuss that.
No. So when I go on all fours, I'll make sure that I'm still wearing a sling. So don't worry.
You have to be a three wheeler this time.
Uh huh. That's right.
You have to be like that three legged dog.
Mm-hmm. Would you like if it's a three legged dog? Would you name the dog Tripod? I'd like to do that.
Mm-hmm. Call it Tricycle.
Tricycle. Anyway, Ray. So what did you do? You went to the rodeo last weekend too.
I went to the rodeo. That's right. I did.
Without me? Wait a second.
Well, no. Don't
wait a second. I asked you first.
I said, do you want to go? And I said, hey, I've invited somebody. And you're like, oh, no, you go with them. I'm like, no, we want you to come along and join us and have a good time. But no. Somebody's like, I got to go hang out with the side piece.
No, I did not hang out at all. Good God. Was that Thursday night or Friday night? Talking about Friday night, right?
Friday night.
No, I didn't see anything.
So I didn't try
you
that.
You were on a date, so I didn't go.
It was not a date. We were just going. It was our first time to the rodeo.
Oh, that's right. You were hanging out. Hanging out.
I'm doing the rodeo. That's right.
Air quotes right there.
What the hell?
What happened?
All of a sudden, a command prompt just popped up on my computer, and something started running. And I'm like,
"What is it? Command prompt?
Wow. I don't know what the hell that was about. Am I getting hacked? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
They're going to get all my gay geek bizarre articles.
Mm-hmm. So yesterday we also got to watch a pretty gay, slightly gay movie. It's actually the live-action version of Beauty and the Beast.
Did we really watch Beauty and the Beast, or did we watch an episode of Legion?
Looks like it, yes.
I couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
So
you watch Legion, I don't.
So listeners that watch Legion, let me know if you thought it was an episode of Legion or if it was actually a movie called Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm. So how did you like it, though?
It was fine. It was cute. It was predictable. We all know the story, so there wasn't like there were any big surprises or anything. Yeah. I mean, they just camped it up a little bit more.
Yeah, they added a few more songs and made LeFou a gayer character.
Yeah.
Or he's a gay character. He's really a gay character.
Yeah.
It's good because it's pretty cute too, actually. And, you know, for a kind of a cubbish LeFou.
Yeah.
And, it was funny when the you know there was one who was given a drag clothes. He was smiling. I thought it was funny.
Yeah. So, but anyway, listeners, y'all go watch it and tell us if you think it was that. Watch Legion and tell us if you think it was Beauty and the Beast or an episode of Legion.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe it was episode of Legion. So, mm-hmm. So have you started watching Iron Fist yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't because I'm still finishing another series. I like finishing series, the whole of it. The whole
What series are you listening to?
I'm watching The Americans right now. So I finished Weeds, and now I'm watching The Americans. I want to finish that, and then soon I'll be watching probably Iron Fist. Or I haven't even watched Luke Cage yet. I haven't even finished Jessica Jones, the last one.
Wait.
Jessica Jones is. One season only?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I saw that.
Daredevil season 2 came out.
Yeah, I saw that already too.
And then Luke Cage came out.
See, that I haven't seen yet.
And then Iron Fist just came out.
Yeah, probably I'll watch that. Anyway, so Iron Fist, what's your review on Iron Fist?
I like it so far. A lot of people think it's slow, but all of the Netflix Marvel shows have been kind of slow until they get going and build a storyline and develop the characters so you know them and feel like you understand what's going on with them. So,
yeah, that's what they do. Anyway.
So I like it, you know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, you ready to get on with the show?
All right, let's go to the show. So this is you take this because you got this for me, so I can react to it, right, Ray?
Okay. All right. The other night we were talking, and one of our friends was asking, "What do all these pictures mean? Or these emojis mean on people's profiles?" And I was like, oh, my God, y'all are such basic bitches. Y'all don't know nothing. So we have the Ultimate Sexting Emoji Dictionary article that's posted on the Gay Geek Bazaar page on Facebook. And because some of y'all are not hip, we're going to go over the top ones. The first one's a mouth. It's pretty self-explanatory. They like sucking and kissing on things.
They're like oral.
A tongue, despite the fact that it's the ugliest effing tongue we've ever seen. They're talking about the tongue emoji.
So what does that mean?
It can be used to represent upcoming cunnilingus, so it's a vital emoji. Or it can mean they like to lick ass.
Oh, okay. So anything oral with the tongue. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. So the difference between mouth and tongue, mouth is kissing.
Well, the mouth is they like sucking and kissing, and the tongue means they like licking and eating.
Oh, okay.
So, all right.
So it now could be analingus or cunnilingus. Okay, good.
Yeah, so, and then you got the old hand in the O that represents sex.
That's right.
So that's pretty self-explanatory. Right pointing backhand index and okay hand sign. Taking it old school with classic sex hand gestures. Now, the smiley devil emoji. Do you know what that means?
What does it mean? Horny.
It's the easiest way of saying I'm horny as fuck.
Okay. So that's what it meant. All right.
Okay. All right, eyes. You know, you always see the pair of eyes looking.
That so what does that mean? It's a voyeur?
Well, it's surprising because this may seem, this the emoji that seems to pop up most in sexting. It's a good reaction all around to a naked pic, a suggestive message, or if you can see that you're sexting a partner is online but hasn't replied yet, or that you're looking for something.
Oh, looking. Okay.
Yeah. So, and then the next is the splashing sweat symbol. This can mean a number of things, but they all essentially boil down to one thing, bodily fluids.
So that means the person likes blood, bodily fluids. That means it could be, you know, licking up semen.
Cum pigs, piss, whatever.
Cum pigs. Oh, okay.
So, whatever. And then we move into the food and drink emojis.
Okay.
So, if you have an emoji that's a banana, eggplant, hot pepper, or ear corn. So many phallic options in the food section to illustrate your manhood. Fun fact, the banana is typically used for a white penis, whereas a eggplant.
That's what it really means,
is more often used to describe a black penis. Who knows what races the hot pepper and the ear of maize are for. So, but I mean, a lot of people like it. Just now eggplants become more determined. They just like somebody with a big cock.
Okay. Wait, they or they have one? This is the description.
Well, it all depends. It depends on how they're displaying in their profile. So if they're like, I'm into, and they got eggplant on there, that means they like big cocks. Okay. So like on your growler profile, if you could put that in there, what are you looking for? You could put like four eggplants and that would about do for you. That you like really big cocks.
Oh, really? If it's a lot of eggplants or a lot of bananas. Okay.
So, and then we go to the peach. And big asses are all the rage right now. So this represents your peach. So that means
you're a bottom.
That means
looking for.
So if they have a peach and an eggplant, that means they're a bottom looking for a big dick.
Oh, okay.
So.
That's funny. I'm learning a lot. It's very educational show right now.
So a watermelon, some people actually use this as a vagina. I'm sure it could be used as an ass too. I'm not sure how many vaginas and asses have black seeds in them, but whatever. So, but that can
be
used.
What does that mean? It's just really ass.
It just means they're juicy.
They're juicy. They're moist.
Moist, yes.
They're moist. Okay.
All right. And then we scroll down and we got the lollipop. And this was explained best in a song. I'll take you to the candy shop. I'll let you lick the lollipop. 50 Cent, 21st century poet. Peace out.
So what does that mean? It means he likes to be sucked. He wants to be licked.
Yeah, they like to have their lollipop sucked, yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. And then wine glass, period
that's
sex,
gross.
Apparently. So.
Oh, for guys and girls. I thought that's... you know what 6.9? You know what 69 is? It was 6.9. 6.9 is 69 with a period in the middle. So yeah. It's like
and
that.
It's kind of like 68, where you suck me and I owe you one.
No, it's come on. It's not 60. It's not. It has nothing to do with periods.
So that's some of the emojis. So when you're looking through somebody's profile, and in their profile, they're like they got a peach. And a couple eggplants and a lollipop, that means they have they're a bottom and they're like big dicks and they like to suck on them as well as getting their ass plowed.
I see. So, I should send this to a couple of friends and see what they
understand. And if any of the listeners has differing views than ours, please email us or call us and let us know. So,
what does your profile say?
Yeah, what does your profile say? And I was trying to go get some screenshots of profiles, but I'm like, I'm not going to call anybody out. So let us
know
how you
feel. And of course, your favorites are all your friends, and then you call them out, right?
Yeah. So, let us know what y'all think about the emojis. Which emojis do you use to describe you and what you're looking for?
Yeah, okay.
So,
all right, let's
see. Like, Maynard's would be peach. No, it'd be peach, eggplant. So
this is what it is. Okay.
Yeah, or eggplant, banana, hot pepper.
I cannot tell. What does it mean for hot pepper? I don't know what that means. Small dick?
No.
Small but hot dick?
They want a hot. They want a big hot one.
Big hot one. Okay, let's go to the Geek Ray.
All right,
so I got this one. I saw this on Facebook, of course, and it's kind of interesting. Did you grow up with Legos, Ray?
I did.
You did? And is the,
I grew up more with Lincoln Logs.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, than Legos. But later on, I did have some Legos, yes.
Yeah, I didn't grow up much with Legos, but whenever my friends have Legos, I would play, and then it's really interesting back then. But, you know, I make a car or a truck or something, and I'm good to go, and then on with the cartoons. Okay, so right now, the article right now is from Big Gay Report? Boy Genius Report, BGR. So tape that lets you put Legos on anything might be mankind's greatest achievement. So this is pretty much Legos, but they're in a tape format. You can actually put Legos on this tape. So humanity has had a handful of pretty cool moments over the years, landing on the moon, developing the polio vaccine, and of course inventing the whole wheel thing. Just to name a few, but none of them even come close to matching the product that is currently tearing up the Indiegogo funding charts. It's Lego tape, and you're going to beat yourself up for the rest of the day for not having thought of this first. So the tape isn't actually an officially licensed Lego product. In fact, it's not even called a Lego tape. It's called Nimuno Loops. From the New York-based team, Nimuno. So, however, the adhesive-backed tape is perfectly compatible with standard Lego bricks, and they can be snapped into it all the time. It's very useful if you want something on your wall and you use Lego parts just to put it on. So the tape is flexible and stretchable and can be cut with standard scissors. And once it's cut to the desired length, you peel off the protective strip of the adhesive and slap it on whatever you want to turn into a perfect Lego building surface. It can be wrapped around soft angles and bent to fit just about anywhere. It's kind of interesting to have this because kids, well, actually, I think adults would probably enjoy this more because, you know, people who...
Well, I mean, you can do creative things like buy some of this and build a wall between you and your roommate if y'all share an open space.
Build a wall using Lego tape.
Tape, yeah.
Okay. Why not just Legos?
Because because the Lego wall would move then, but now you got a way to adhere it to a surface so it doesn't move.
Ah, good point. It's going to be expensive, though. But yeah, it's going to be useful if it's used around the, on a corner of the house or putting... Kids might like it, you know. They have something on the corner or on the wall. They can stick things on the wall. And they have... make some kind of figure that can stick on the wall. Yeah, I think this is a good idea.
Maybe we can make custom Catan Lego pieces now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, you guys interested in Legos? If you are, you might want to check this Lego tape. Well, it's called something else. It's called Nimuno. Or Nimuno?
That's right, because they can't use trademark material names.
Yeah, they're right. It's they could just describe it as compatible with Lego. That's the best they can do, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, Ray, so let's go. What kind of a bizarre topic is this?
We're going to make America great again and again and again. So this week's bizarre. Heroic artist gets Make America Great Again tattooed around his anus. I said anus. Queer performance artist Abel Ezekoa has taken this critique of Donald Trump to the next level by tattooing the words of the president's campaign slogan, Make America Great Again, in a circle around his anus. The tattooing of the phrase occurred in the Defibrillator Gallery. Defibrillator Gallery in Chicago amongst a crowd of eager onlookers earlier this week. Azcona, who was engaged in more than 500 performance projects and over 100 individual exhibitions around the world, told the Huffington Post that he considers the bold statement to be a queer political act. "I always work my body as a weapon and a political tool. For more than 12 years, I've been performing political and social performances and exhibitions that have led me to jail, detention, or death threats. I believe in the empowerment of the body and of the pain. The anus is a pleasure zone for many people and the area of sin for others. I think demystifying what the anus is and writing a fascist political motto like that on my anus is clearly critical and subversive action." He went on to say that anyone who faces marginalization or discrimination at the hands of the Trump administration has a responsibility to speak out in whatever way they see fit. "I believe that all of us consider ourselves different, should never be silent," he continued. "We must attack. We must use our body as a weapon of empowerment. We are faggots, women, Mexicans, blacks, and different. We are brave. Art is the greatest critical, social, and political weapon I know."
See, Ray, of all the things to post in our show notes here is the guy's anus. Is this really his anus?
That is the actual picture from the article.
So that
I wanted you to be able to see what a pretty anus looked like.
It is pretty. He's got, you know, he doesn't need anal bleaching or anything. Look at that asshole.
I know he has a very pretty asshole. So
I think he waxed. Do you think he waxed before getting a tattoo? Because this looks like a very fresh tattoo.
He might have shaved it. I don't know. He might be a really smooth guy. It's kind of hard to tell from the picture. Because I didn't see a picture of him in the article, what he looks like. So yeah. I just see his big anus with "Make America Great Again" around it with stars.
So how exactly does he advertise this then? Because if he's gonna hook up with the guy who's gonna be fucking him will be the only one who's gonna see it.
Well, now the world sees it because the picture's out there.
That's true
for people to see. So.
But this is art. What we're looking at right now is art.
It's art.
But then if he hooks up with someone, it becomes sex. So with a dash of art.
Yeah. And then if he hooks up with any guy that's not American, they can be like, "Here, let me show you how to make America great again."
Yes. And then, I see now.
So they can put their big eggplant in there.
Yeah. But you know what's interesting? You know, everybody's going to be asking, like, "Oh, you're the guy with the Make America Great Again in their asshole. Can I see?" And he shows it just like that, right?
Well, he might.
He might.
I'd like to see what the rest of him looks like. Then I might ask him, can I see that pretty anus of yours?
Maybe he's a cub. Look at. I think he waxed and then he's got some hair. He's got hairy balls. So anyway, interesting. I wish we could see his real picture. Did you Google it?
No, I can do that while we're finishing up the show, though.
Oh, yeah. Azcona. His name, Azcona. I mean, let's look for that. Azcona. Anus. Azcona anus.
Actually, he is very cute.
Oh, really?
Yes. He's kind of a otter.
Oh, okay.
I definitely make his America great again.
That's right. Amazing. Anyway, so yeah, we cannot put this picture on it because it's, you know, it's not safe for work, so I don't think we can.
Oh, there's a picture of his penis. Hello, hang on.
Wait, I want to see. Share your screen now. Intriguing. But anyway, so I will put the link on the website, though, so you guys can check out and follow the link and see how nice his asshole is. If it can be categorized to be nice.
Yeah, he's tattooed. He has a lot of tattoos. He doesn't have a hairy chest, so he probably has a hairy butt. And he probably waxed it for this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And looks like he has a nice uncut penis, too. So he's very cute.
Must be European. This must be it, right?
I don't know. He's probably American if he's making America great again. But he's really cute.
Oh, you're right. Anyway, so I hope you guys enjoy our stories for today. It's kind of bizarre having an asshole, your tattooed asshole. I wonder if it's a bear having his asshole tattooed like that. It's got to be lots of canvas because, you know, some bears do have.
Well, my question is, you got to have somebody there to hold my ass cheeks apart to do all that. Plus, somebody there to tattoo it. That's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to spread? Imagine that. Well, it is just letters. What if it's this artwork? There's going to be.
Well, there are a lot of guys that take their butt like buttholes and have sun like sun things done around them and other stuff. So, I mean, he's not the first person to get his butthole tattooed.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if I can handle that.
I mean, mine, when you look at it, looks like these golden doors with Valhalla.
Oh, really?
Stabbed across of it and huge locks, massive locks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was it looks like a hot hallway.
No.
To throw a hot dog in it, no?
No.
No, it's not? Okay.
No hot dogs.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
So, okay. Oh, before we finish the show, I'd like to apologize for last week's episode, episode 42, where our audio is kind of wonky. They had some static sound, but we do thank Ty for joining us in the show. It's great to have him in the show. Maybe we'll have him join us again in the future.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, the audio was really kind of crappy because of some interference that we got in the...
See, that's what happens when we do remote.
Yep. Well, we didn't prepare for static.
Yeah.
Next time I know what to do. Okay. For one thing, we haven't done remote for a long, long time. So that's
why.
Yeah. All right, guys. So thank you for listening. If you want to, before we go, thank you to Caesar. Thank you for the great articles on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre to check out our stories, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And if you want to contact us, you can email us at show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're also on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
That's right. And go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye. Okay.
Be our guest, be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin around your neck, chérie. We'll provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot divorce. We only live to serve. I keep losing the tune of it. I'm sorry. I was trying.
That's okay.
I'm not a singer. I'm a lover, not a singer.